Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky. Montana Talks.
Has this dumbass ever been to a powwow? That was my immediate reaction. Immediate reaction. So I'm doing my show prep here. I'm trying to scroll as many news sources as I can. Listen to good commentary, read some good commentary, and boy, is there a lot to talk about, a lot to get to here this morning. But I check out the, one of the things I try to do is check the Billings Gazette website each day. You never see an actual hard copy newspaper anymore. We've got the Yellowstone County News here, which is great to see in print. But I go to the Billings Gazette website, and there, Big backdrop photo. And then they have this headline. It's some piece, I guess it's written by the public service journalism team. Oh, yeah, what kind of public service is this? Give me a break. Yeah, trashing America, trashing patriotism, throwing shade on Native American kids. That's not public service. It's not even journalism. This is just pathetic. This is their headline. Will patriotic indoctrination be the next attack on Native American school children? Oh yeah, as if talking about patriotism is going to be an attack on Native American school children. What a bunch of BS. And that's why my immediate reaction was, has this dumbass ever been to a powwow? Has this dumbass ever... Whether it's a powwow, whether it's a song and dance celebration, you name it, it's patriotism is like front and center. The American flag, the Montana flag, the tribal nations flags, the POW MIA flag. I've said this before on this show. I don't know what the latest numbers are, but I know in recent years. The former adjutant general of the Montana National Guard, this goes back to the early mid-2000s. Why am I spacing his name all of a sudden? But he was always great about making this point. Native Americans in Montana and maybe elsewhere across the country serve in the United States military in greater percentages than any other ethnic category. I mean, look at some of our, storied veterans, and we had our own code talkers from World War II that were speaking Crow and other native languages during World War II. And then you go like these liberal white guys. Have you been to a powwow? Have you been to a song and dance celebration? Have you been to some of the parades? Have you been to Crow Fair? Have you been to this? It's like patriotism is front and center. But here they are. Will patriotic indoctrination be the next attack on Native Americans? Get the freak out of here with this anti-American trash. It's probably some of the same journalists that are calling an El Salvador illegal alien. Hey, Maryland man, Maryland dad, these people want to transform America into something else. They want to trash America. The last thing they want is patriotism in America. And so here they are. They're also trying to undermine the patriotism that already exists, especially amongst Native Americans. Absolutely pathetic.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see increasing clouds across the area for today with high temperature readings staying back at around the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. Also seeing some rain shower chances later in the day, especially towards Bozeman. Rain showers turn over to some light snow tonight with 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman, inch or less for areas towards Billings with lows near 30. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
A recent Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing focused on the threat presented by cybercrime and espionage. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds.
The importance of the cyber domain cannot be overstated.
Nevada Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen agreed, saying that the reason for that is because cyber threats are no longer occasional. They're a daily fact of life.
It is a national security imperative. And the threat environment, as we all know, continues to intensify every single day.
Lieutenant General William Hartman is the acting commander of U.S. Cyber Command. He described the scope of cyber danger.
Our adversaries are persistent and they are sophisticated. State-sponsored cyber actors from China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia pose significant threats to our critical infrastructure and military systems.
He says the ability to harness AI effectively will be a key to credible cyber deterrence. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
So apparently there's been a big cleanup along the riverbanks of the Clark Fork River in Missoula. Big cleanup. Sam Redfern on X, at Sam USOH. Sam's in Missoula. Anyway, he was posting on X. I think this was yesterday. I know I shared it. He was posting on X that there was this big cleanup taking place. You know, they got all these homeless encampments. They've got all these tent cities. They've got all these transients in Missoula, because just like the Democrat Party wants to invade this country with illegal aliens, the Democrat Party in Missoula has loved to invade Missoula with transients, especially from other states, and oftentimes, of course, it contains the criminal element. But you guys remember this? There was a story that NBC Montana did about it. Was it a year or two ago? And they talked about, you know, how a local man, you know, a good Samaritan, whatever you want to call him, was going around and he was, you know, cleaning up trash along the Clark Fork River where he walks his dog, and he was picking up drug needles. He was picking up human feces, apparently. Also, well, I don't know if he was picking that up, but that was some of the stuff. Trash, you know, like crazy along the banks of the Clark Fork River. And yet these environmentalists want to lecture us about the environment all the time, right? So anyway, and then the guy got in trouble. The city went to fine him because he collected the trash, put it in bags, and then put the bags on the street for the city to pick it up. And so they tried to fine him for cleaning up their city. That's what liberals do. The people who want to clean up their cities that get fined. The people who trash your cities, they get your taxpayer dollars. They get the benefits. They get your money. Look at Donald J. Trump. He's trying to clean up our cities. He's trying to clean up our country. And the liberal judges try to fine him, try to go after him. The Democrats try to block him. Here they are going to bat for all these criminal illegal aliens. But back to this Missoula story for a second here. I'm trying to figure out, is this just the normal clean up the drug needles and human feces on the banks of the Clark Fork River in Missoula? Or was this a special cleanup for Bernie Sanders and AOC's fake accent that's coming to Missoula later today? That was the question that Sam raised on X. And it's a very good question, because remember, you know, Missoula, like San Francisco, or San Francisco, like Missoula, had a lot of similar problems on the streets of San Francisco. Ding, ding. And so, but when dear leader, communist Chinese leader Xi Jinping was visiting San Francisco, boy, Gavin Newsom and San Francisco, they sprung right into action. They had to clean up the streets of San Francisco, ding, ding, for their dear leader Xi Jinping. And so are the Missoulians now finally cleaning up their own riverbanks because dear leader AOC and her fake accent are showing up in town? Or is this just normal clean up the human feces and drug needles cleanup going on in Missoula? We'll find out. I did shoot a note to Sandy Vasica, who is the who is the like the lone. There's like one or two common sense people on the Missoula City Council, and she's one of them. She's great. So we'll see if she's got any answers on that one. All right. Speaking of, Donald Trump's trying to clean up the streets, and instead they're trying to stop him from cleaning up our streets. Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary, tore into the fake news media for their silence after the murder of Rachel Morin, who, you know, Maryland mom killed by an illegal alien from El Salvador in Maryland. And yet here is the fake news media just waxing poetic about a Maryland dad who's actually an illegal alien MS-13 terrorist gang member from El Salvador.
The Democrat and media outrage over the deportation of Abrego Garcia, an MS-13 El Salvadorian illegal alien criminal who is hiding in Maryland, has been nothing short of despicable. Based on the sensationalism of many of the people in this room, you would think we deported a candidate for Father of the Year. That's because, unfortunately, many in this country care more about this quote-unquote Maryland father, a legal alien MS-13 gang member, than a Maryland mother and an American citizen who was brutally murdered at the hands of a different illegal alien. Of course, I am referring to Rachel Morin. And if you didn't see yesterday, a Maryland jury found illegal alien Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez guilty of murdering Rachel Morin in August of 2023. She was a 37-year-old mother of five who was jogging in an otherwise safe community northeast of Baltimore when this monster ambushed, strangled, and beat her to death before stuffing her brutalized body in a tunnel drain. The Morin family finally got justice yesterday, but they will never get Rachel back. Our hearts go out to Rachel's family, her five children, and her mother, Patty, who has suffered the unimaginable loss of her daughter.
So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but this Democrat senator, right, is he Chris Van Hollen. Now he's saying, I'm going to go down to El Salvador, and I'm going to bring that illegal alien MS-13 foreign terrorist criminal gang member back to Maryland. That guy didn't say squat for Rachel or her family. Didn't say squat. But here he is doing backflips to go bring this MS-13 terrorist gang member who is under a deportation order by a federal judge back into this country. This shows you just how crazy and how insane the Democrat Party has become right now. Let's see. By the way, this whole story came up yesterday on The Five. I was listening to it live. Greg Gutfeld had a great response to this whole story. He basically was like, look, I don't even care what the backstory is here. I don't care how good the guy is or how bad the guy is. He's an illegal alien in this country illegally. I don't care. There's too much else to care about in this country right now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Take two pills and call me in the morning. If I'm in the solution to housing affordability, we're as easy as doctor's advice to fighting off an ailment. At least the doctor can usually count on the human body's natural immune system to do the heavy lifting to get you back to health. In the case of housing markets in the most stressed areas of the state, market forces don't work in the same way. And in terms of affordability, the patient remains sick. Housing markets in places like Bozeman and Kalispell have changed since the COVID-induced changes in demand pushed prices and rents up dramatically. Demand is cool, population growth has throttled back, and the super high prices have done their bit as well. The supply response, particularly in new multifamily housing coming online in the rental markets, was strong, especially in the year or so before interest rates rose. But none of these things have moved the needle in getting prices and rents back down. Far from it. Better local policies would help. There's also inflation in building materials, which, it must be said, tariffs will make much worse. I'm Patrick Buck.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It was a split screen recently when U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer came to Capitol Hill to testify. One eye on the markets, the other eye on his testimony. Prior to last week, the public had heard a lot about tariffs from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. They've heard a lot about tariffs from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. They've even heard more about tariffs from White House Advisor Peter Navarro. But there was little said about tariffs from the man in charge of the administration's trade policy, Jamison Greer. Quote, the president's strategy is already bearing fruit, testified Greer. Nearly 50 countries have approached me personally to discuss the president's new policy and explore how to achieve reciprocity. Democrats were dubious at Greer's suggestion. Yes, nations may be willing to negotiate, but crafting sophisticated trade agreements with nations just sanctioned by the U.S. takes time. But regardless of what Greer said before lawmakers, his remarks didn't appear to hit the markets. That's because there's only one person whose pronouncements seem to matter here, whatever comes from President Trump. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, it's a case of deja vu for Colorado's newly released wolves, but there's few details about another wolf mortality as Colorado and Wyoming officials are tight-lipped. With more, here's our network's Rachel Gable.
A second newly released wolf from Colorado has crossed into Wyoming and met his demise, but that's about all the details either Colorado Parks and Wildlife or Wyoming officials are offering. In a press release, CPW said the collar on wolf BC2513, recently released in Colorado from British Columbia, transmitted a mortality signal in Wyoming. Ranchers believe the wolf is the one that visited the corrals and headquarters of the same ranch and its ewes and calving cows 13 nights in a row. That wolf was hazed repeatedly multiple nights in a row by CPW staff using drones, lights, and human presence. The rancher reported that CPW indicated the wolf, after being hit with a less than lethal round by CPW staff, was northbound. However, there's no confirmation. CPW said they have no comment as the mortality took place out of Colorado, and Wyoming officials are prevented by state law from commenting. Wyoming Game and Fish spokesman Amanda Fry said Monday the agency is only able to release aggregate numbers of legally taken wolves and cannot provide further details. The original intent of that law is to protect the identities of wolf hunters to prevent harassment and threats by anti-hunting activists. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, the first wolf, BC2505, was shot by USDA officials back on March 16th after he crossed the border and depredated on sheep in north central Wyoming. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. There's a reason the Linsco's LT Ranch Bull Sale is world-renowned. Industry-leading genetics combined with customer satisfaction from hardy bulls that perform the entire breeding season and many to come. Be sure to look into their unmatched customer buyback program that proves genetics matter on sale day. Please join them Saturday, April 19th at their new sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota, to view 250 Charlet and 256 Angus bulls for sale. Visit linscoesltranch.com for more information. You can also bid live at dvauction.com.
Increasing the macro and micronutrients in our pasture without chemical fertilizer means better quality beef that delivers the nutrition we all need to be healthier. Reminis Ranch Angus Beef is proud to use in-soil algae to improve our soil's health and growing nutrient-dense pasture for our cattle. In-soil algae has improved our cattle's weight and conception rates and reduced their mineral intake while improving their feed efficiency. Reminis Ranch and In-Soil Algae. Healthy soils for better beef and healthier people.
Well, this week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the cancellation of the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities. She said following a thorough line-by-line review of each of these Biden-era partnerships, it became clear that the majority of these projects had sky-high administration fees, which in many cases provided less than half of the federal funding directly to farmers and ranchers. Select projects may continue, though, if it's demonstrated that a significant amount of the federal funds awarded actually goes to producers. Now, USDA will contact current partners individually to provide information about their future participation, and the agency says it will honor all eligible expenses incurred prior to April 13th, 2025. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Greg Gutfeld really laid it out yesterday afternoon. I mean, think about it. All of the challenges facing this country, all of the crime victims all across this country. I mean, look at this. Look at this. This MS-13 gang member in Maryland has gotten more attention, more coverage, more sympathy out of the media
than anybody here in Montana that's been targeted by the Mexican drug cartels or by Tren de Aragua. I mean, think about our reservations and Native Americans that particularly have been targeted by the Mexican drug cartels. And yet they get nothing practically out of all of these national media outlets, or hardly anything even out of some of the local media outlets. But yet even some of these local media outlets are ranting and raving about, oh, Maryland dad. He's not a Maryland dad. He's an illegal alien. But anyway, but Greg Gutfeld also, like, look, we can say whatever we want about this guy. At the end of the day, Greg Gutfeld's like, I don't care. All right, here, let me just roll part of it for you here. This was on the 5 yesterday.
Constitutional crisis.
You know what's funny? I don't care. I honestly don't care. I bet the viewers at home feel this narrative at work. What is strange about this story? What is the strange thing about this story? The majority of Americans favor deportation of illegals, especially those who are criminals, but they favor deportation of illegals. The last, 7 days has been around about one person.
Yep.
One person. I don't even know his name. I don't care. I don't care. If he's here illegal, he's got to go. We are not responsible for the faulty process that allowed him to be here before. Is he a terrorist? Is he not a terrorist? I don't care. Let me give you an analogy. This will be good for you because you like sports. You walk down to your box seats. There's somebody sitting in your seat. And you go, why is this guy sitting in my seat? And they go, well, he's not supposed to be there. But you know, he's a family man. He's got a job. It's like, yeah, but That's not on me. That's my seat. Don't you have a process for having him leave that seat? Yes, we do. Can he go back to his seat? Why doesn't he go back to his seat? It's not my concern where that seat is. He's got to go. Yes, but did you know he's been trying really hard to be a good citizen? He's really quiet. You know, he's not making. No, you don't understand. He's got to go.
All right. And then the full clip, you can go to thedailycaller.com from the 5 on Fox yesterday, is worth a watch, because then, you know, the liberal on the panel tries to say, but wait, but what about this? But what about this? And Gutfeld's like, I don't care. You know how many crime victims are out there? You know how many American citizens, young women, were murdered by criminal illegal aliens? And they didn't get nowhere near the attention this guy is getting. So I don't care. And his point is spot on, because, like, whether they're foreign terrorists, whether they're part of MS-13, whether they're part of the drug cartels, or whether they're just some guy who walked across the border because he wanted to be here, you're not supposed to. Virtue signaling from the Democrat senator from Maryland. Did you guys hear? He's referring to this Kilmer guy, Kilmer. He's referring to Kilmer as his constituent. He's not a voting citizen of the United States of America. He's not your constituent. I think Lawrence Jones made this point earlier this morning. But you know who is your constituent? Rachel Morin's mother, the woman who was murdered by an illegal alien from El Salvador. Her mom is one of your constituents. But see, Chris Van Hollen and the Democrats could give a crap about her. But man, look at this. I'm going to fly down to El Salvador. Absolutely pathetic. All right, let's see. Big Montana news here. We got the Speaker of the House should be joining us here in a few minutes for our weekly legislative update. But some big Montana news here. Let me share this headline from KTVQ television. Trump order exempts the Colstrip coal plant from the, you know, toxic emission standard. Joe Biden put these MATS rules together before he left office, before he, wandered his way out of the office to try to kill Colstrip and try to kill the coal-fired power plant. Donald J. Trump specifically referencing Colstrip and with a new executive order to keep coal up and running, keep Colstrip up and running. First got the news from Senator Steve Daines yesterday. And where did I just put my Montana Talks headline? Here we go. Big news for Montana energy jobs, revenue, and the economy. The Biden administration took steps to try and kill coal and Colstrip. The Trump administration is backing American energy and Colstrip. Montana Senator Steve Daines praising President Trump for signing a new executive order that the senator says will keep the lights on in Montana and the power plant up and running in Colstrip. Senator Dayne said this about this new executive order. He says, with this executive order, President Trump delivered on a hallmark promise to protect and unleash made in American energy. The Colstrip power plant keeps the lights on for Montanans and provides jobs and revenue for the state. It's refreshing to finally have an administration that puts the needs of our communities first rather than pandering to woke environmentalists. I look forward to working with President Trump and his administration on more ways to support Montana energy. This is reversing the so-called MATS regulation that Joe Biden's EPA put in place recently, which very clearly was an effort to try to kill coal and try to kill Colstrip and kill American energy. While Joe Biden had no problem with us importing Russian energy at the same time, of course. Congressman Troy Downing, the Eastern Congressional District Congressman, also praising this executive order, saying overreaching regulation is the greatest hurdle to increasing access to affordable, reliable energy. I applaud the administration's decision to add Colstrip to its list of MATS exemptions.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Semper Gumby, another Frago. I thought we were doing our legislative update with the speaker right now, and then we'd maybe even have more conversation later in the morning. But we're going to push it apparently till 8:40. So a couple hours from now, we'll do the weekly legislative update with the Speaker of the House. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right, because we got plenty of things to talk about here this morning. I mentioned, for those of you that have been listening since we kicked off the show at 6:06 this morning, I was talking about the trash cleanup in Missoula. That's right, the oh-so-self-righteous environmentalists in Missoula have let their river get trashed with human feces and drug needles and everything, and then they tried to punish the guy who went out and on his own good merits tried to clean up the trash himself. But apparently, they've been having a big cleanup this week, according to Sam Redfern in Missoula, seeing his posts on X. And so the question, Sam raised the question everybody's wondering now, was this just the normal cleanup, the drug needles and human feces on the banks of the Clark Fork River in Missoula, or was this special for Bernie Sanders and AOC's fake accent? More on AOC's fake accent here in just a second. Phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970. But first, speaking of Bernie Sanders and AOC, so today is the day after tax day, after you just got smacked in the face on tax day yesterday. The rich socialists that want to raise your taxes so they can get rich off of your tax money, they're having a big rally in Missoula with all the let the men in the women's locker room crowd in Missoula today. Now, I did mention yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, I mentioned that we got a message from Mike in Missoula, and he said, yeah, a bunch of Trump supporters were going to have a big rally on Reserve Street. Well, I don't know about big, but they were going to, you know, be out there showing their support for President Trump and waving Trump flags and U.S. flags, etc. Looking at the weather forecast here, Mike just sent me this message this morning. Yeah, it was about 5:30 this morning. He says, you know, I've been watching the weather service since about 1 o'clock. They have a high wind advisory out for Missoula and the Bitterroot with sustained winds between 20 and 30 miles an hour, gusts between 40 and 50. Possible tree limbs and power lines down. He says it's too dangerous for us to do this today, so I'm having everything canceled for today and moved to Friday afternoon between 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I apologize for the inconvenience. I really wanted to do this on the day that AOC and Sanders were here. I just think this is the best call for everybody. So that was from Mike in Missoula. I'll have to try to remember to share that again later on in the 9 o'clock hour, when our friends are able to listen live on KMPT in Missoula as well. Although I know we get a number of great listeners from Missoula that also listen in on the Montana Talks app here in the early morning hours of the show as well. Let's see. Oh, yeah. But so the picking up the human feces and the drug needles and the other trash on the banks of the Clark Fork River, is this just normal trash cleanup? Or is this special for dear leader Bernie Sanders and AOC's fake accent? Trace Gallagher last night on Fox News, he does, I think it's called Fox News at Night. He had a couple of guests on with him as well. They were talking about AOC's accent. Apparently at these Bernie AOC rich socialist rallies that they're having across the country. They were in Idaho. Now they're going to be in Missoula today. Some people are a little curious about AOC's accent that she all of a sudden whipped up. I don't know if she borrowed the hot sauce from Hillary Clinton or what happened here.
Meantime, turns out AOC and Kamala Harris, they like to speak, Beverly, in different accents and different tones when they're talking to the people. Here's a little sample.
Donald Trump is a criminal who was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud. Of course he's lying and abusing and manipulating the stock market too.
You know, it's good to see so many friends. I love you back. And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
I don't know, is AOC, is it the Hepburn-ish? I can't really put my thumb on it, but it's something, Beverly. I mean, come on.
I think the accent is somewhere in between Valley Girl and maybe a Spanish accent. Maybe this is what she thinks people in Idaho sound like. Clearly they don't. I think what's really going on is whether it's AOC or Kamala or even Hillary Clinton, you have these female Democrats who think in order to be taken seriously, they need to sound presidential. And that means getting rid of their normal conversational style and being these very impassioned orators. And it comes across as inauthentic and even cheesy. People can see right through it. It doesn't work. And AOC just needs to work on finding an accent that people actually use. I have no idea what that was.
Yeah, they're phonies. They're frauds. It's all an act. I'd like to call this reality show Keeping Up with the Crockett's. She's trying to sound. I think AOC is worried. I'm not even going to tell you what John Jackson said about AOC and why she's losing her flair. Oh, my goodness. That was the unwoke moment on the show yesterday where even I was, like, looking for pearls to clutch. I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe he just said that about AOC. Anyway, moving on. Let's see. What was I just going to say? Oh, yeah, keep it up with the Crockett's. So keep it up with the Crockett's. You know, Jasmine Crockett is that Texas congresswoman. And she talks really nice and, well, I'm running for Congress because I just believe that, you know, she gave her high school students council speech, right? But now, see, she has to pretend that she had it rough, that she came from the working class, that she came from the streets. So now she has to really thicken up her fake phony accent. But see, I think AOC is a little worried. I think AOC already feels like she's old news. And so she's got to keep up with the Crockett's now. So, you know, Jasmine Crockett's starting to steal a little bit of the limelight, steal the attention from AOC. So she's got to keep up with the Crockett's. So I wonder if that explains the fake phony accent that she's doing here. Let me see. What else do we got for? Oh, hey, speaking of accents, Rachel Campos Duffy, you know, she's on Fox and Friends on the weekend. She actually speaks Spanish. She did a sit-down interview with President Trump, and she taught him a little bit of Spanish as well.
Spanish class is in session.
Mr. President, I'd like to teach you how to say, let's make America great again in Spanish. So, vamos a hacer América grande otra vez.
America grande otra vez.
Excelente.
Sources tell Primetime Trump's learning how to say you're deported in Spanish, too. Estás deportado. And Democrats are saying no más.
Yeah, Waters had a great segment once again last night. By the way, that reminds me, I was at the RV and boat show last week at the Metra, hanging out what was it? Was that Thursday afternoon? I think it was last Thursday afternoon, and it was great. We had one guy just drove down from Glasgow, dropped in to say hi. Another guy had his whole family with him, and it was cool. That was cool to see. Maybe it was grandkids. Maybe he had his grandkids with him, but he was there looking at, a new Class C or something like that. But it was at the Brett's RV and Marine RV and Boat Show, and even got to see old Big Brad from Butte. That's what I'm going to call him, Big Bad Brad from Brett's and Butte. There you go. Air Force veteran. He was a JTAC in the Air Force. Great guy. For those of you in Butte, pop down, say hi to Brad for us. But I got to see him at the RV and Boat Show last week as well. But anyway, but this guy comes up and he says, he was speaking Spanish. I meant to ask John Jackson about that one yesterday. He said, man, I really love your show. I love how you guys aren't afraid to say what needs to be said. And he said something like huevos grandes or something. I don't know, something about eggs. I don't know. I think he's a big breakfast eater or something. But anyway, that was fun to see him. Tom in Billings, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
I'm getting a little frustrated, not with Republicans by no means. Donald Trump and everybody else is doing really good, but we're removing all these illegal aliens, and I don't know if the Democrats are not wanting to care about us homeless, not us, but our homeless veterans.
Yeah.
They're removing the illegal aliens. Why don't they put the homeless veterans in there and give them the same damn benefits that they gave illegal immigrants? They are not constituents. They are illegal. Get them out. Remove them. Put a homeless veteran in there. Get them the medical treatment that they need or whatever it is they need, and put them in the same places. And all these damn Democrats talking about, oh, I'm going to go to El Salvador. Well, maybe you should spend the money taking care of homeless veterans that have served their country.
And maybe they should.
That's
stay.
What I'm talking about.
And I'm going to go to El Salvador. Well, you know what? Maybe you should stay in El Salvador, right?
Right.
You seem to despise this country so damn much. Maybe you should just stay in El Salvador. Tom, great to hear from you. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for your service. Jeff Lazloffy with the Montana Family Foundation Legislative Update coming up right after this.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
China's going to realize that they're going to want access to American markets, and they're going to want to make a deal. The only question is how deeply they paint themselves into a corner before that moment finally dawns on them. And in the meantime, I think the most critical thing that the president can do and his administration can do and his economic team can do is to get with those 130 countries and sign deal after deal after deal, and Americans will be able to create a new normal, is that you don't no longer get to rip off the United States, take advantage of us, and frankly abuse the American consumer and American workers and the country in general. And I think everybody in the end will be better off, and they'll adjust to the new normal. It just takes a while for people to wrap their minds and heads around a new idea.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless that comes with a lot of fine print, plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman.
We'll see increasing clouds across the area for today with high temperature readings staying back at around the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. Also seeing some rain shower chances later in the day, especially towards Bozeman. Rain showers turn over to some light snow tonight with 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman, inch or less for areas towards Billings with lows near 30. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, what a fast-moving show with Tuesday's Montana Talks. It was definitely the most unwoke hour of the week, that's for sure. Coming up on Wednesday, more time to take your phone calls all across Montana so you can be heard all across Montana. Then we got a big guest joining us in studio for the second half of the show. That's Wednesday's Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can call into the program at 406-294-0970. Throw that in your speed dial or message us on the Montana Talks app. Spring.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
As we celebrate Holy Week and look forward to Easter Sunday, we're thankful to God for the strides made this legislative session and the bills introduced that value and protect life, promote and strengthen marriage and families, advance the cause of parental choice in education, and defend religious freedom. We know there's much more to do, so we won't get complacent. We give glory to God for the recent victories, and we pray that these policies will withstand the legal challenges that the progressive left has promised to levy once the session is over. Because once the session's over, the battle for hearts and minds does not end. The end of the legislative session marks the beginning of legal challenges between activist judges, the month-long celebration of pride complete with obscenity and debauchery, and the continued demand from woke corporations that consumers bow to the ideologies of cultural Marxism and moral relativism. Make no mistake, if you're a follower of Christ, you're enlisted in a culture war, whether you like it or not. We know that the battle lines have been drawn, but as Christians, we've read the end of the book, so we know how the war will end. Does that mean we should sit in silence waiting for God's intervention when the immorality of our world reaches a critical mass? Or would Christian silence and inaction amount to implied acceptance, or even worse, approval? Eric Metaxas, in his book, Letter to the American Church, writes, and I quote, "If you do not speak, you are not being neutral, but are contributing to the success of the thing you refuse to name and condemn. Contrarily, it follows that those who speak out make it easier for others to speak out. Just as cowardice begets cowardice, courage begets courage," end quote. The other side expects Christians to sit quietly and remain unengaged on all topics of moral political discourse. Over the years, we have many examples of legislators having their faith challenged by progressive members of the House and Senate. During one floor speech, a liberal legislator from Missoula stated that those legislators who oppose transgender surgery for minors should just sit down and be quiet. In another instance, a left-leaning lobbyist expressed surprise that some Christian legislators appeared to be engaged in the culture war rather than embracing a live-and-let-live apathetic view toward issues like abortion, sex education, and transgenderism. Legislators have even been told that if they don't vote against certain bills, they're not really Christians. And yours truly was even asked by a legislator what I have against Satan. The question is, are we supposed to conform our conduct based on the expectations of the other side? Should we take our orders from individuals who don't share our faith and moral compass? Or should we speak about truth, absolute truth, even when we're told to sit down and be quiet? Can we speak truth with love and compassion? These are questions we face every day in the halls of the Capitol. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." At the Montana Family Foundation, we encourage you to take your orders from God. Don't be conformed to the world, and don't conform to the world's expectations for you in this culture war. Don't sit quietly on the sidelines. The culture war will rage on after the session, and we pray that you'll engage in the battle with us. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlocki reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Thanks, Jeff Laslofsky, for yet another great update. Man, I was enjoying a snack while I was listening into the update there. Man, these ranch Dorados are good. They're an ideal protein product. They're like ranch Doritos. That's what they taste like, but they're protein. They're protein chips, so you don't have all the carbs and all the sugar. You get a good protein snack, a nice flavor to them, too. I love the seasoning on those. There's other protein chips you can buy at the store, but, man, these ranch Dorados that I've got are way better, if you ask me. Guess where I get them? You know where I get them. Billings Last Diet. And if you use their remote option, you can get those products shipped right to your doorstep. You can check in with your diet coach through the remote option as well. BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6754.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Take two pills and call me in the morning. If only the solution to housing affordability were as easy as doctor's advice to fighting off an ailment. At least the doctor can usually count on the human body's natural immune system to do the heavy lifting to get you back to health. In the case of housing markets in the most stressed areas of the state, market forces don't work in the same way. And in terms of affordability, the patient remains sick. Housing markets in places like Bozeman and Kalispell have changed since the COVID-induced changes in demand pushed prices and rents up dramatically. Demand is cool, population growth has throttled back, and the super high prices have done their bit as well. The supply response, particularly in new multifamily housing coming online in the rental markets, was strong, especially in the year or so before interest rates rose. But none of these things have moved the needle in getting prices and rents back down. Far from it. Better local policies would help. There's also inflation in building materials, which, it must be said, tariffs will make much worse. I'm Patrick Buck.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research. Search.